This is 90.3 KEZU. I'm David Wittrock. Five local teenagers are in the running to win nearly $1 million in a competition to help save the world's oceans. We first told you about the Wendy Schmidt Ocean Health XPRIZE in September when the competition got underway in Moss Landing. Now, the teams that made the cut, including seasoned marine biologists and that group of teens, are moving on to the next phase of the competition in Seattle. KEZU's Krista Almanson has their story.
When Jack Maufin first told his friends Ethan Kerteff and Bennick Robertson about the Ocean Health XPRIZE, they had kind of a typical teen reaction. Here's Ethan.
Jack walks up to us and he's like, "We could win $750,000, and that excited me.
There are two $750,000 awards in this XPRIZE competition. The goal is to help solve ocean acidification, which happens when the ocean absorbs carbon dioxide and the seawater's pH level drops. So one prize is for the team that makes the most accurate ocean pH sensor, and one for the team that makes the most affordable. It's enough money to light up most people's eyes. But what's not typical about these teens is that when they heard about the competition, they decided to enter. Bennick Robertson says building an ocean pH sensor was a culmination of all the things they're learning at Carmel High.
We're all members of the robotics team. Ethan and Jack are AP Chem students. They're learning so much. They're learning a ton about pH. I'm also learning a lot in honors chemistry about that. It's really great to see real life applications for the things that we're working really hard on in school every day.
So they teamed up with Jack Maufin's sisters, Bridget and Caroline, and formed Team Fine Scale. That's fine with a pH. Here's Caroline.
It was definitely running to my mentors in my life because I had no idea how to begin. So I talked to my science teachers. I talked to the robotics instructor. My dad was a big time mentor in starting the process.
For the Maufins, it became a bit of a family affair. Their dad is a software engineer at Embari, the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. He helped with the brainstorming, and their mom became the team's project manager. She handles logistics. The end result? Out of 77 teams, Team Finescale was one of 18 to make it to the three-month lab trials at Embari in Moss Landing. There, their sensor performed well enough in a controlled environment that they're moving on to the next phase, where it will be tested in the ocean off the coast of Seattle. Here's Jack Maufin.
I feel very confident going into this next phase. Looking at our previous data sets, I feel like our pH sensor is rock solid and will do very well.
They're competing in the affordability category against teams from around the world and their own backyard. Embari senior scientist Ken Johnson is on Team DuraFet, which has three sensors in the competition.
It's a little bit weird in the sense that here we are, professional sensor developers, and the high school kids are coming along and keeping right up with us.
While they're competitors, Johnson says they're supportive of the teens on Team Finescale.
It's just cool that these high school students are building sensors, and it is sort of like we are looking at the future in real time.
And those students say being in this competition has them thinking about future generations and protecting the ocean for them. 14-year-old Bridget Maufin is the youngest member of the team and a student at Big Sur Charter School.
Well, of course, it started with the money because we're young. Money's awesome. But it kind of, over time, turned into something a little bit bigger since we've all grown up in the ocean, including my mom. So our hearts are very close to the ocean.
While winning money may no longer be the motivation, the teens do in fact need money to stay in the competition. They've had to pay fees, buy parts, and now need to get their team to Seattle. You can find their online fundraising campaign on Indiegogo. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.
You can revisit the story and find more details on our website, kezu.org. Click on the link that says Local Stories.